Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show Survivor Edition. Let's kick this show off like we always do every Thursday night when we have this Survivor show. And give me a second. I'm trying to find the music. Okay, guys. I hate when this happens to me.
Season 10 and season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders, and I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Oh, Deb, I know you just love me playing that one, don't you?
I know you did that on purpose. That's fine, whatever.
So actually, you know what? I need to get some more loaded in. I have my few favorite ones that I have stuck in here, like the April one and Kathy and Melody and Colleen Clark from Hell's Kitchen. But I have a few more. I need to bring them up and put some more. Or I got to get some more done. I always forget when I have guests on to get them made. Hey, before I get the show started about Survivor, I do want to say Tuesday night there will be a return, and I'll just tell you right now, this person is going to be returning to the show. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but Tuesday night we will have a return person to the show, and I'm looking forward for the return of it. We'll give you more clues on Sunday, and maybe Monday I'll give you more clues, but this person is going to return, and they're coming back. They're coming back. They haven't been around for a little while, but they're coming back. So just let me just say that. Tuesday night, the return of this personality person to the Rad Reality Show. They've been gone for a little while doing stuff, so they're going to return, and I'm looking forward to it. Okay, Deb, tonight's show, I don't know if it was a I was actually going to try to get some music for JT, something like, I'm a stupid survivor freak, or something funny like that, because he killed himself. But what do you think about tonight's show? Let's just start with, I don't even know how to address it. I mean, it was funny, wasn't it? The bottom line?
Yeah, you could see it coming, but it was, the Russell thing was funnier to me than even the JT. Yeah.
You mean Russell giving it?
Face. Yeah, I just love watching his face because he thinks he's so smart, and granted he's not voted out or anything, but his arrogance, he just thinks so full of himself, and he was dumb for loaning him, giving his idol away. That was dumb, you know.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying about that. I do. Next week show teaser. What a teaser! We have a major teaser there. I almost want to say maybe Russell does get voted out next week, But there's lots of stuff to that will probably stop him for being voted out. Hey, let's do this real quick, because I see people are in the chat room, and they're chatting away, and blah, blah, blah. BB Boston, Ben, Cindy, Guest, Rain, or she's in this room, Reindeer, and Tank. I call you Tank because I like that name. Welcome to the show in the chat room. People that are listening via other places and places that we can't see you in the chat room, you should come and listen to the chat room. Come into the chat room. People are always there. They're always friendly. But or if you listen to the podcast and you're listening to the podcast and you're saying, okay, I wish I can be part of the conversation. You know, you should come live at night at 10 o'clock after Survivor and listen to, you know, and be part of the fun. I mean, there's. We totally do spoil if you haven't been to a Survivor show. If you're on the West Coast, this is not the best place to be. If you watch Survivor, so just to let you know, we actually do talk tonight. I have no guests. Tonight it's just me, Deb, and whoever calls in. And I see we do have one call ready to talk. But, Deb, you got anything you want to address before we get the show going?
No.
What?
No.
No. Okay. Let me do this. I want to bring this person up. He was there, and now he's gone. Then I'm going to go ahead and bring the first caller in, because we do have a caller. Unknown person, I see that you want to talk. Name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ron. It's Anne-Marie from Boston. How you doing?
I could have guessed this. Anne-Marie is one of the few people that calls in with this great 1111111 number.
I know, my number. Hey, Ron, congratulations on winning those tickets.
Thank you, first of all. And Deb, you didn't hear, or have you heard?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw that I got me two tickets to the Vegas Bash?
Oh, yeah. I was crying. So mad. But glad
so
you
So now won. I don't have to worry about, now I don't have to worry at least about, you know, paying for those tickets.
Yeah.
Now I just have to get me out there, so it's kind of cool.
True.
What do you want to talk about Survivor? Let's talk Survivor.
Oh, my God. Was it awesome? Russell is so mad. And Poverty did it. I wasn't crazy about her. I love her tonight. Love her. Because I think this might even blow his mind a bit in playing the game, because this was something she kept secret, and it sort of made him tumble off his little pedestal of being the idol king, because he didn't know about one idol. So he's going to be because of his manhood or whatever, he's going to be really upset about that, I think. And now you got the heroes that are going to go after him. I don't know about Amanda now with Poverty, because she told him to play the idol. So I don't, because she thought Poverty's name was going to be written down. So what Poverty that blew me away, her giving it to Sandra, I thought she'd save it for down the road. That, I couldn't believe she pulled it out. Both idols. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Let me, Deb, I want to hear your opinion on this. Was she not dumb giving up both idols?
Well, I know what she was trying to do. I don't know how she thinks that's going to save her. I mean, I don't know why she played. I don't know why she played two. I know what she was trying to do by playing two, though. She was trying to keep her own team intact.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
She keeps her intact, but I think she's Russell. I don't know if she's going to lose Russell now, because he's going to be really, you know, mad that she didn't tell him.
I don't think so.
You don't think? I think he will.
I don't think she's going to lose Russell. I mean, you know, I think they're going to pick off the heroes still, because now they have the numbers. Of course they're going to pick off the heroes.
Well, now do you think Go ahead.
Yeah, they're definitely going to pop off all the heroes. But I do think there's some strife in the villains, you know, deception out. I mean, Poverty and Russell will probably go. And Sandra kind of sounded like she was ready to try to kick Russell out the door. So, well, if Sandra was – I think that was a tease, personally.
Uh-oh.
I think we're going to see that. What do you think, Deb? Do you think it's a tease, or do you think it's going to be a – like, do you think she actually
Sandra
will be –
I thought Sandra was moving over to them. I thought she was going to go to the heroes, but – I don't know, maybe Poverty, you know, swung her back into the villains.
What do you think?
I mean, it kind of remains. I know that Sandra will want to get Russell out because she's been wanting to get Russell out. I just don't think it'll work for her.
I think next week's the perfect time to get him out, though, don't you? I agree with Ron. I think next week might. But then maybe not, because they want to get rid, like you said.
Well,
they want to get rid of the heroes, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're going to stick with getting. I don't know how Sandra plays into it, but I think they're going to stick with. They're going to stick with getting rid of the heroes because it's 5-4, and even I mean, you know, it could come down to a tie even, but I don't think that Sandra necessarily would make that bold of a move, because the most you're going to get is a tie. You know what I mean?
What about the immunity? Doesn't it depend on who gets kicked off with the immunity idol? Say if the immunity idol saves a hero. Now, does that give them an upper hand?
There is no immunity idol.
Oh, not immunity. I'm talking about when they have the net. What is it? I can't think of the word. The game they play.
Challenge,
yeah. That's what I meant. Immunity.
See, the thing is, the heroes are up the creek without a paddle, unless one of them wins immunity. And even
if they win immunity,
they're still going to be.
That doesn't matter.
Up the creek without a paddle.
Well,
it's a 5-4 vote, no matter what. Now, if Sandra decides, and this is the thing, if Sandra decides to jump ship.
Yeah.
And they go, it'll be a 5-4 vote for the heroes side. That's if Sandra decides to jump ship and goes with the heroes. But here's the twist in the wrench. What if, and I think this is going to happen just between me and the fence post, is Russell will probably win the immunity aisle next week. Challenge.
Yeah, the necklace.
And then he'll be safe, so Sandra will just stay with her tribe, and will probably knock out Ripper or Kobe.
Yeah.
Or somebody could win the immunity idol and give it to Russell.
After this,
I don't think that'll happen.
How many immunity idols has Russell actually won? Think about it. All the ones he's gotten, I don't want to state this as a fact, but I don't know how many of them he's actually won as opposed to found. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. Maybe Paul, because Paul seems to be like our go-to guy right now. Maybe Paul can look up and see.
It's around 5 or 6, wouldn't it be? About 6?
No, I want to know how many he won. I don't think he's won anything.
The immunity
He actually wins immunity. Yeah, I don't think he's ever won any immunity.
No, I don't think he's won any, so I think he's gone next week, maybe.
I don't.
Well, it all depends on how, you know, if he starts to, how his temper. It depends, he's like, you know. He lost sight.
I still don't think he's gone. I think he will. He has something up his sleeve. Hey, I do want to say, Big John, welcome to the show that don't ban you. I'm just joking, Nikki. Big John got banned from the chat room at Nikki's show. And so I wanted to make sure you you know that you won't get banned here, Big John. You're safe here. I won't ban you from the chat room. Even though yesterday I said I would do it. But Anne-Marie, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No,
before,
I just thought, I thought it was a good show, and I'll be listening. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Somebody was on the phone line, and they dropped out. I don't know what's up with them. I wish they would. I hate when people do that and don't give me time to pick them up because I don't. So if you guys ever do call in or if you're listening, and especially if you're supposed to call in, give me a couple minutes. I mean, I don't interrupt a person talking. So don't, I mean, or if you're pushing one, you know, and you call in, I hate to, I pick it up as soon as possible. But know that, you know, I just can't interrupt somebody to say, hey, let's bring them up. There is times I would do it for a guest or something like that. But, you know, I try to let people finish their their thoughts as much as I can. So if you call in and you push the one button, you know, I'll pick you up as soon as possible. Again, spoilers if you guys haven't figured this out for Survivor. I do want to talk about American Idol tonight, too. So towards the end of the show, we'll talk American Idol real quick. Deb, I do think Survivor has turned the corner. What do you think? I mean, we're down to the final stretch.
Yeah.
I mean,
it gets harder each year to kind of improve on it. And this has been kind of like a roller coaster ride, but I mean, we all know it's not like a regular Survivor anyway. I mean, you're dealing with people who've been on the show and stuff before, but yeah.
The one thing I wanted to address, you know, for this show and everything, you know, with tonight's, you know, Survivor show, was them not really having a name. Like, they didn't, Jerry kept on saying villains because we're all villains, you know. You know what I mean? It just seemed like it was a bunch of.
They never did decide. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was like, it was kind of like one of these things.
We just kind of left it in the air.
Hey, I do want to, you know, while my Blackhawk reporter is in the chat room, Heather from Chicago, she just posted that the Blackhawks are winning 2-0. So I'm excited about that. Go Blackhawks. I'm really trying to hold off on getting excited either way. And everything. So I wanted to make sure. No, I told her to do this, Paul. So I told her to update me because I couldn't be watching or listening. So.
And I will. Just
I wanted
mention,
to make sure.
Since we're talking
what?
About Tim Tebow, for those interested, went to the Broncos. So.
Oh, Tebow went to the Broncos.
Broncos.
Hey, you know what? While we're talking sports, was there any surprise drafts? What about the draft so far?
Well, I think there were a few surprises and stuff. I think some people thought that certain people were going to go later this round or the second round or whatever. I know one of the big things, because I was keeping up with it to update James because he's at work and stuff on the Dolphins, and they had some crazy last-minute trade where they got 3 more picks in the draft and obtained a linebacker from the Chargers so that the Chargers could move up to the number 12 spot. They picked up 3 more of the Chargers' actual draft spots for that. So,
hey.
But anyway, it was crazy.
Yeah, like I said, we're a reality show, but we also do other reality stuff, and NFL is the biggest reality show there is, I think, one of the biggest things. But so we will talk this real quick, and this is something that's going on right now. And I would like to say this, too. I noticed, like, because I watched the beginning of the draft and everything. Was Oklahoma being drafted by everyone? I mean, what is up with Oklahoma being drafted, like, three out of the first four?
Yeah, I know four of their players total have gotten drafted in the first round. So, I mean, they've got some good players. And I think that's one of people were surprised that some of the Oklahoma players, the OU players, got drafted this early. So,
yeah, I was a little surprised that the Rams went with Oklahoma quarterback. I mean, I know Oklahoma was good and all, but I didn't think they were ever really a major passing team and everything. And has my Notre Dame quarterback gone yet? No, Paul says he's still available.
There's only the two quarterbacks that have gone, Bradford and Tebow.
Bradford.
And see, I don't even keep up with, but I know some of these names. So, but I think those are the only two quarterbacks that have gone. Colt McCoy is still out there, and then there's a couple more.
Yeah, I just went to NFL.com.
Clawson is still. I think most of the quarterbacks are going to be drafted second round or late first round. So,
it looks like the Cubs are losing, if that's not a surprise. sorry about the cough.
The Cubs are playing?
Yeah, I think, wait, are they playing or are they, I don't know. Okay, what happened to the Survivor Talk? Oh, well, we'll get back to the Survivor Talk. I'm sorry.
It was just a moment.
We had a little interruption. This was a.
It's Ron's fault.
Sorry. I'm going to play a quick song and I'll be right back, okay? Or I'm going to play a quick break and I'll be right back, okay? Deb, I'm going to do that real quick. Let me find something real quick that I can do. Yeah, here, let's just do this. I might interrupt it halfway through it. Here, let's just play this. You know you guys can laugh. I'm so sorry. I'm having a coughing attack over here, and I wanted to try to stop it, but okay. So back to Survivor. Deb, you're gonna have to talk for a second.
Okay.
Back to Survivor. Is there anything we really have to talk about? You guys need to call in and talk to us. I'm gonna have to. I mean, is there anything we really need to talk about with Survivor left? I mean, is there anything really? Here, Paul's coming on the line, so Paul can help me out for a second. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
are
Paul,
you there?
I'm not here, actually. I'm actually
hey, you hear me. they did come up with a name. You know, they flashed a blank thing for a while, but they did come up with the name Yin Yang. I think it's good and evil. Somebody can confirm that in the chat room, but good and evil or something like that. Yin, Y-I-N, and Yang, Y-A-N-G. Hey, Deb, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Ryan is trying to take care of Cindy. We're a bunch of bunnies here. You're not in the chat, are you, Deb?
No.
Okay. Well, in the chat, we were talking about that we wander a little bit at times.
Oh.
And that we were hopping around. And she said we're hoppers, hopping from subject to subject. But we get back on it.
Yeah. What did you think about Russell?
I'm enjoying it. I think he is a very, I mean, you can hate him, but he's very sneaky and strategic. He's kind of like a male Sandra, I think, at times. You know, he kind of works all the angles and, so I appreciate that of him, but it's going to catch up to him is what I think. And I think, but I get a feeling that Sandra's the only question mark, but I get a feeling that they will stay together as a villain tribe. Who do you think from the villains would hook up to even the numbers with the heroes?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, the villains could always pull in a hero. You know, you know what I mean? They could, even if, because, yeah, it's going to be 5-4 either way. If Sandra goes to the heroes and...
You think Sandra's the only possible one that could switch?
Out of those that are left, probably, because I think Danielle is loyal to Poverty. And, I mean, I really think they're going to continue to pick off
Yeah, I do too, because even though Sandra was kind of trying to find some help, you know, by cozying up with the heroes, I think the fact that Poverty gave her an idol and Jerry and Poverty gave Jerry an idol... Poverty and, I mean, Sandra and Jerry were kind of on the outs on the villain tribe. I think they're going to, I think that move may have cozied them up at least for another week.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think by Poverty kind of giving them, you know, those two the thing, you're going to see Poverty and Sandra and Jerry.
It drove me nuts. When she handed it to Sandra, I thought, "Oh God, that's the wrong one. They're voting Jerry out." I had no clue that she would do that and pull it out and give it to Jerry. That was one heck of a moment in Survivor history in my mind.
Do you think she did that to? sorry, guys. Do you think they did that to try to? Her plan was get those two in her back pocket.
I think maybe she, not for a long term, but I think she thought that maybe for a short term that could solidify the old villains tribe.
I think she was killing.
She also said, "Go ahead, Deb."
I think she was killing two birds with one stone. I think she was trying to gain a little bit of loyalty from both of those girls. Of course, Sandra would be a little bit tougher still, anyway. You know. But, and then at the same time, I mean, Danielle had the immunity necklace, and the only one who really wasn't protected was Russell, because I don't think anybody thought they were going to vote out Poverty. So, and I don't know, I mean, they didn't even talk about voting out Russell, or nobody talked about voting out Russell or Poverty, so they were pretty much safe, and she was trying to keep her team intact so that they would have the numbers, but at the same time, she was also, I think she did that to for them to kind of be indebted to her, you know, so maybe she can use them later.
Hey, what do you guys think about Poverty and Amanda's potential relationship? Do you think this won't happen now, or?
Okay. They were friends before.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But if Deb's going to do a tweet, here the Dolphins are on the. Did you see who they picked so you can tell James?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is, you know, I think they were friends before the show.
Oh.
I think they're friends, you know, and everything. You know, Amanda and Poverty has been on the show pretty much, you know, this is like the third time, I mean, on the show. And the last time they were on the show together they've been on, it seemed like forever. I mean, it seemed like those two always get put on the show. Anyways, my point is that I think Poverty and Amanda, If I really thought they were good, but when Amanda kind of like lied to her a little bit, I think she kind of, you know, I think it was a little fiction. But they had a friendship. I mean, they went to the final three during.
Was that the fan?
You know, game is game.
Heroes versus what?
Game is game. I don't think that
friendship last.
Loyalty to Amanda, because Amanda was trying to, I mean, and Poverty didn't believe her in the first place.
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean, I think their friendship would be okay, but I think the game, I mean, they knew each other, they know each other so well.
Was that
really?
Was that final?
I was going to say
fans versus favorites.
Yeah, fan versus favorites.
Yeah. Okay.
They actually, the two of them, the Amanda and Poverty, I almost consider them, you know, Amanda has always looked at the squeaky clean girl, and Poverty has always been the villain, you know. So they're actually, in my opinion, a back and forth type thing. You know, I think it's like, you know, they're contradicting each other when it comes to, you know, each other's personality. I mean, you know, Poverty has always been like the Miss, you know, Queen and the.
How funny was that at Tribal?
About.
When Jeff said, when Poverty said that she was kind of being shunned and she was feeling bad about that, and Jeff said, is that because you're so used to getting attention all the time?
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, there was, you know, in my opinion, the whole up to the point where I couldn't believe Tribal was starting already. I missed it. Like, the first 30 minutes, it seemed like it went by so fast.
Have they been having longer Tribals in this season? Seems like it.
What do you think, Deb?
I don't know that they've been any longer. I think because they've been a little bit more intense and Jeff talks a little bit more than he has in previous seasons. And it may seem like it's longer, but, you know, there's more to kind of flesh out, I guess, when you're dealing with people who've been on the show and stuff before because he knows them and stuff. So he's just kind of fleshing out a little bit more, I think. I don't, you know, he's doing more of the talking sometimes than even they are.
So,
yeah,
I thought the whole banana thing was funny myself. They spent too much time talking about that tonight. Don't you think? Hello?
I'm here. I think maybe Ron, I thought maybe he had to cough or something. What was the... What exactly, I'm already forgetting, somebody asked in the chat room, what was the distrust in the conversation between Amanda and Poverty? Poverty came off after that and said something about something Amanda said that she didn't trust, and I can't recall what that was. Do you?
Well, I don't remember exactly. I know that Amanda was talking to her about, you know, make sure you use an idol on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
that. She was just too transparent. I mean, Poverty's not stupid. You know what I mean?
No, I think the way Poverty looked at it was that Amanda was trying to force Poverty to use her idol, like flush it out or something, and she didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, that's the other problem when you're friends with somebody before the show or whatever. When you're friends with them out, you know, you can tell, you know, when they're lying and when they're not.
That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Downside to all that.
So, did you leave us because you were having a coughing episode there?
Me? I'm not having no coughing episodes.
Oh, we didn't hear you for a second there, so I didn't know. Anyway, yeah, I think
yes, wait, okay. Guys, no, I am having some... okay, I was not going to address it, but since Paul had it, bring it up. Yeah, I am having some issues right now, and I think it's from the medication that I'm starting to take. So if I had to leave for a second...
That's
really,
what I was wondering why you were silent
so,
there.
If you don't hear me for a second, you guys just don't pretend like I'm not here to talk. I mean,
well, remember the other night when everything cut off? So I'm remembering
that. That's
why
you don't.
That was technical difficulties.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at is, you know, we need to, you know, just keep on going. So
okay, I got you.
So pretend like, you know, I mean, you know, just keep on going.
I got
the show must go on, and I'm trying not to cough in the phone. So sometimes I'm stepping away from the phone, or I'm muting.
Here to support.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Let me go here for a second. And the only reason I'm going here for a second is because I know there's lots of listeners, and I tweeted yesterday about it, and I
Facebook.
I Facebooked it. So I'm going to touch it for a second, and we're going to interrupt, you know, Survivor Talk again for a second. I am having some health issues, and I did get a test today on my heart, and I am going to, I'll whatever I post, it will be on my Facebook, and don't over ask me, because it's just going to, you know, just keep me in your prayers and everything. But yeah, I'm having some, you know, something to deal with. It might take 2 to 3 days. I'm trying to keep positive. And I thank you for everyone that has, you know, showed me support. I want to just, you know, that's one thing I hate really about my Facebook. I don't hate it, because I'm glad everyone's on it, because I want to be everyone's, you know. But, I wanted to share with some of my family and stuff, and, again, I mean, just keep me in prayers. It's never going to be, I think that's all I'm going to say. But just know that, as much information I can tell, I'm not going to share everything in depth. You know, I appreciate you guys. One thing I do always feel like is you guys are my family too. You guys are part of my reality family. And the listeners that come in here are mostly friends and people that I'm getting to know. So, you know, I don't want to call you guys, you know. So, that's what, I mean, I posted it. I didn't know if I should post it, but I thought I needed, you know, some support and some prayers, and I appreciate it. And I want to bring up Alan, because Alan's back with us.
The big guy.
Alan.
I'm not saying that this time, Alan.
Is he the one that kept dropping off?
Who's Alan?
He was. Yeah, he came for a second. You were there for a second, and then you're poof me. Where did you go, Alan?
I was knee deep in a poker hand at the time.
I went to go find us.
So like poker comes before the show?
Well, I'm trying to sharpen up my skills for the Oregon trip.
Yeah, well, tell us, how did you do in that hand?
I lost my ass.
So you better get yourself back to that table and practice a little harder.
Exactly. Mike got mad because me and Mike have played each other so much. We know how each other plays, and I'm a very aggressive player. and he does the old bait and hook, and I fall for it almost every time. And every time he's really done me over, he's beat me on a damn straight that he's drawn out on. So he's one of them lucky players.
You should send him out to find
So, yeah. Hey, let's... Yeah, what did you say, Deb?
Never mind.
No, what did you say? I think I...
I don't guess he heard me.
Barbara D, that's a thing to do.
Say, okay. Deb,
anyway,
what did you say?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so Alan, I was about ready to say something to Alan, and that's what I was gonna say. So Alan, what did you think about tonight's show and the holy pea butter? I love your holy pea butter comment. So, so
I tell you what, that's one of the most exciting shows I've got to see in a while. And me and Mike were yelling at each other and high fiving, and it was pretty exciting. It was a pretty awesome show. But when Russell turned around and said, "You've got some explaining to do," you know, it was pretty funny because he done got duped as well. And it's not hard to, I mean, it's real hard to dupe the king. But, you know, like Poverty said, you know, the king might think he rules the castle. It's really the queen that does, because the queen has to be happy. And if the queen ain't happy, the king ain't happy.
That's right.
You always got to keep the cities happy, or you ain't going to be happy.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show, I thought, especially at Tribal.
I just didn't think JT was going. I really didn't see him as being the one that was backdoored. But
wait. Didn't somebody come on the show last weekend? We can say that they didn't think JT was going to go. Who was that? Somebody called in. Was that you?
I don't know.
I'll have to go back.
When did you get them on the line?
I think it was Alan that called in and said that he didn't think JT was going to go anywhere, that he was safe. And I said, no, JT probably was going to go. Maybe it was you. I can't remember. I just remember somebody telling me that. And I knew he was going to be gone after he did what he did. I thought maybe Colby was going to go. But
well, that's the same thing as Tyson at the beginning of the season. You know, he got too big for his britches and didn't vote like he was supposed to because he thought he was safe and he got out.
What's with the guys making bonehead moves?
I tell you what it is. It's all Parvati. You know, she's got that smile that reels everybody in.
The queen.
She works in
the
mysterious ways. I wish I had that song by you two up there. Mysterious ways. So the Dolphins drafted a defensive tackle, James, just to let you know. Deb has got off the phone for a second. I wonder if she's texting. She probably
James.
Went to text James. Yeah. So, Alan, the bottom line, do you feel like Russell could be gone next weekend, or do you think
no.
he's like me, and do you think he's going to pull a rabbit out of his foot?
Yeah, he's a rabbit out of ass or something, I guarantee you. I don't think Russell's gone at all.
Yeah,
he's too much of a fucker. I bet that man could sell an Eskimo some ice cubes. I just don't see it happening.
You know, that was kind of the trend last season too. As a viewer, you kept thinking, "This guy can't last. This guy can't last. This guy can't last." And the same thing's happening again. I loved Rupert though in the early part of the show. I thought, boy, he really has him pegged.
Rupert's very smart. He's smarter than people give him credit for. You know, they see this. You know,
golly gee.
Yeah, you know, this hippie coalition person, you know, he doesn't know nothing about nothing but tree hugging and smoking weed, but, you know, The man's got his head on right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think Rupert is a good guy now, but he ain't going to win. I mean, it's definitely going to be down to the villains.
Micah asked me a question I'm going to bring up to y'all. Do you think that Rupert is going to win fan favorite again?
No.
Boy, you know, there's so many favorites in a season like this, it's kind of hard to... Oh, whose pick is it?
He won't win. He won't win. He won't win. It will either be... I think it will either be... I almost want to say Russell.
Wow.
If Russell doesn't win the full amount, he's going to get fan favorite?
Didn't he come...
I think he's going to win fan favorite.
Say he came in second in the fan favorite?
Look, what about this? What if he won the full money and favorite this time?
If he wins both, I'll be shocked, but he will win fan favorite, I think.
All right, I got to give you another update. The Bulls beat Cleveland by 2.
Oh, the Bulls beat Cleveland by 2? Okay, now that is awesome.
I'm sorry, I wasn't going to wander again, but I did.
No, it's all good. That's good news for me. I have my television off, so I would be watching one of these things while I.
How close is your R3 trip coming, Ron?
We'll talk about that off. Or I just talked about the other issue that I'm dealing with.
Oh, okay.
So we'll talk about that later.
I've got to ask Ben in the chat room. He mentions that those Ponderosa clips on CBS's website are cool. I was wondering if he can type in there if the new one is up yet. Anyway, go ahead.
Probably not. They usually are a little slow.
They are slow in the Ponderosa.
They're in the Ponderosa. I do want to, Deb left us. I was hoping Deb would stay because... I know Deb was a fan of the guy, and I do. Let's do this. Paul, you got anything more on Survivor?
No, I guess not.
That's a no.
Mind right now, so.
Alan, do you have anything that you want to get off your chest about Survivor?
Nah. I think, it was all about the vote tonight and the two idols coming out. And I'm pretty much sure that y'all covered that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sandra, what she said about getting rid of Russell in the end of the...
She's got her head up so far up her ass, she can't breathe right. I can't stand her.
Okay. I would let you know. I think you're right. I think it was just I think it's just a little, a teaser that will never happen. Okay, so we're done with Survivor. Let me address this real quick. And Paul, if you can do me a favor, get a link for this, for the chat room. If you're free this weekend, and you're free Friday, tomorrow night, and or Saturday night, and you're not already planning on going, and you live in the Virginia area, make sure you go check out Jen Lyons' tribute thing for Relay for Life. It's being done by the Booking Reality, I think, BookingReality.com. Many Survivor people will be there. Some of the girls from Frank the Entertainer is going to be there. Billy Garcia and Natalie from last season, the winner of Survivor. Happy birthday! I almost forgot about this.
But Billy,
happy birthday
too.
Oh yeah, Billy Garcia's band's going to perform. I'm going to try to get him on the show, maybe next one of these Thursdays coming up. I haven't had a chance to get a hold of him because, this weekend, my personal issues that I've been going through. So that's one reason I don't have a guest today is with that stuff. In the next couple of weeks, I hope to get a hold of Billy. But make sure if you don't have him, if you have him on Facebook, go wish him a happy birthday. And same with Natalie, the winner of Survivor last season, the one that upsetted Russell, and was awesome that she won because Russell didn't deserve to win. Yeah, he did. He deserved to win. I won't even go there. But I'm trying to be the Russell hater still. Because I really don't want him to win this year again. Or let me just say, I don't think he wins this year again. Let me put it that way.
What the?
What?
Never mind. I just saw who the Vikings. No. Wait a minute. They gave Detroit their pick. Anyway, I'm sorry, Ron. I was going to say
Alan, I do want to. Alan, have you guys been watching the draft at all?
No.
So does you and Cowboy, you guys are Oklahoma fans, ain't you?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, him more so than I am. You know, me being from Texas, I'm
over Cowboy, tell Cowboy, three out of the four first picks were all Oklahoma boys.
Oh, I already know. I mean, Dev Cases and Paul have been tweeting quite a bit about it, so I've been following it on them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was really, okay, I don't think the jury will vote. Yeah, me either, Cindy. I think that's why Russell won't win. The jury will never vote Russell to win. I'm sorry, Alan, to bust your bubble, but that jury's never going to vote Russell to win. Same with last year; they never were going to have a chance. Russell just is too cocky, and he just does not.
Well,
they
voted off of emotion rather than who really played the game.
Which is
an aspect of the game as well. I do understand that, but if you looked who played the game last year, the best, hands down, it was Russell. Everybody was boo-hoo-hoo, Rebel Russell backstabbed me or got me kicked out, wham-wham-wham. If you'd have looked at who played the game the right way, it was Russell. Russell should have won last season, and everybody knows it.
Yep, I know what you're saying, and I agree, you know, but I just don't, I'm seeing what Rain says. I think if they had cool off time like Big Brother, when they give it, they thought, I don't know. They do have cool off time like Big Brother, don't they? I mean, in a sense. I mean,
if you look at Coach, he would have the most time, and Courtney would have the most time in Ponderosa to sit there, but sometimes they just, I don't know.
Alan, I know what you're saying about Russell playing the game the best, but I sometimes wonder if Russell is overhyped. I just my opinion. I mean, I'm starting to wonder if people, you know, yeah, he was a great player, but I just don't know if he was.
I will say this out of 110% honesty. Right now, the person who I think is playing the best game is Parvati.
Yeah,
I would vote her over Russell right now. Because, yeah, Russell is the puppet master, but Parvati's pulling the strings. And she proved that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, and I hate to say it, I know you're probably going to disagree, but I think someone else is playing as good of a game. And that's Sandra, in my opinion, and just my opinion.
It's hard to argue against that because I don't think we've seen a lot of TV time of Sandra, but
yeah, but you know what? The time that we have seen of her,
that's true,
has always been important.
I like,
you know,
she finally got out her standard phrase. I don't care who goes home, just so it's not me.
You know, and I hate to say it, but I think the best player on the show this season is Sandra, and I'm not a fan of hers. Just to let you guys know, I'm more of a Poverty fan, and Poverty's doing a great job. But even Sandra, I think, I really, you know, and I hate to say it, but Danielle tonight winning, was a major success.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you two people to watch out for is Sandra and
oh, excuse me. Sorry.
What was that for?
Sandra ain't shit to look out for. I think she, Nope.
You
want
to bet on it?
Yeah. Sure would.
Hey, I got a...
I'll bet...
Alan, remember. don't go there. I wouldn't bet with me.
No. Hey, I was curious, Ron... and I don't know if timing is right on asking this question, and maybe you address it later, but from your what you won at Nikki's show the other day, is are you going to be putting anything out there for maybe an auction?
Did you not hear what I said? Okay, let me put this up.
You haven't decided, or will address it later or something. I don't care.
No, I have a couple ideas in my head. I know one person that have kind of probably going to want to have it. And I know a couple other people that might want to have it. And I've thought about actually maybe have a little thing where we maybe raffle, because I don't want to do another raffle. You guys don't support raffles, but maybe a little auction, like win a date with Ron Rad. that's where I'm happy thinking. I got this like free ticket.
$200 right now.
And Alan, you
$200 right now.
You can go on the date with me too, just to let you know. I mean, I'll let you, because Alan, you're gonna have to buy a ticket too. I should think about it probably. I want two tickets to the Vegas bash.
Win a date with Ron Rad, huh?
So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Good
I got time to. I am gonna do this, and I was talking to someone one time. I got time to think about it. If she wants to go, maybe I would take her too, because she can ride with me, and then we can just like. Because I don't know if I'll be able to fly. I don't know yet. We got to talk that next week. But hey, I do want to say this before the show goes, because we still got time. But I was going to cut it short because I got. To sit with my medicine, new medicine and all. I'm kind of having a short, just I need to get going soon. But I do want to address American Idol still, and I do want to talk about a couple other quick things. But I'm going to take a quick break to focus in my head for a second, and then we'll be right back. I'm just trying to see. Here it is.
Hi, this is Melanie.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a basement affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad Reality Show.
Awesome. 954. You there?
Strong with you, Ronnie. A powerful Sith you've become.
First off, can you please say your name and where you're from, darling?
If you don't know where I'm from, I'll come over there personally, kick your ass in.
Yeah, she didn't give me your area code, or you would have been up way before now.
Okay, who are you and where you're from?
This is Tom from Georgia.
What was that T word you always talked about in the Big Brother 10 house?
Oh, hey, no, hey,
listen
to this. Oh, baby,
first
oh,
off,
baby.
Who are you?
Oh, baby.
Michelle, who's the best-looking guy in Big Brother history? Give me a break already.
Howie.
Holy shit. Howie, you motherfucker.
What's going on, Howie?
In the asshole.
First of all, I want to this boring show up right now. Big Brother is about getting to the end any way you can.
Howie, Ronnie has been dying to talk to you about your Jedi experience, so just let me. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Howie, I'm sorry I fell to the dark side. I promise I can be a good Jedi.
I don't know about that.
Ronnie, you still almost made it, but what are you going to do, buddy? Sith Lord,
yeah.
Jedi, they're all the same. But you went too hard too fast, but you paid homage to me. I respect the heart of you. You're great in your own way. And you're lying with that bitch, Shima. Sorry.
Shima is outspoken. I'll say that.
Hey, first off, Howie, come on. I was fucking Shima at first.
What is Roddy's problem? The guy said he wouldn't use the veto on you. He should have at least lied to you and said he would have. So you would have saved him, am I right?
Wait, say that again?
Come on. Amy Cruz? She leave?
Howie, can you hear me?
Are you there, guys?
Howie.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Howie,
I can hear you.
You hear us?
Your phone is cracking up a little bit, but it's okay.
Howie.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Howie, tell us again what the problem is. Tell us again, we couldn't hear you.
Where was I? I was asking Amy why Roddy didn't lie to her in Big Brother 3, so yeah, I would have used
the... You know that, Ronnie? Listen, Ronnie is on right now.
Just lie.
Listen, Howie.
Okay, Paul. That was a little clip from a show that... Alan must have jumped off the line to, that was a little clip off of one of my shows with Howie when he came in, and actually it was Ronnie's first show.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I have to say this. I think it was you, actually. You messaged me today, and I haven't had a chance to go to their page to confirm it. Let me do it real quick, because I got to see it out of her freaking mouth.
Can you can you see the chat? I just put the link in there.
Okay. Yeah, let me just go ahead and do that. I can't believe... first of all, when you said this to me, I was like... at that time I was having some issues.
Yeah, I kind of switched subjects in midstream there, I know.
No, but I was having some issues too at the time. And when you told me, oh my gosh, she is.
Yeah, I think people in the people are checking that out now. In the chat.
Anybody that knows me and Amanda history was a long history. I'm a little shocked. Hey, you know what? I just got a little comment on the on my Facebook. I wish she should have called in. Mary from the Amazing Race said, "Wow, Poverty is a player and a half. In person, JT is awesome, but boy, that was a dumb move last week. Don't you think so?" So that was from Mary from the Amazing Race. They come on the show quite a bit, and I'm hoping to get them back on soon.
What's your hubby?
I haven't had a chance.
I forget.
David.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're two of my. I really appreciate those two. Hey, before we go, because I always like to address them towards the end, and Deb and Alan must be having, and we know Alan's doing the poker thing, and Deb must have some phone issues because her phone seemed like it was breaking up towards the when Alan came on the show. I was trying to get her to talk and everything. But hey, Tim, going from American Idol.
Yeah, that, you know, I've told you this before that I, what I end up doing watching the performances is...
I didn't watch the performances, so I'm glad, let me just say this. I didn't watch, I only saw like one or two performances, like Lee and one other person. So was he that bad?
When you get to this point, it's hard to say that anybody's really bad. But
was he the worst?
In comparison with the other six, I think that Tim's performance was the worst of them all. That's just my opinion. Everybody has different opinions, obviously. But
so were you shocked to see Casey in the bottom three?
Here's the thing. I was going to say that what I have done for every performance is I will listen to the song. It'll be on my DVR. So I listen to the song. I don't listen to the comments by the judges, and I just kind of, in my own way, rate how I feel they did. And I give them a number and kind of rank it that way. And when I'm done listening to them all, I see the order. And this week, my bottom three performances were Casey, Aaron, and Tim.
Casey, Aaron, and Tim?
They were numbers 5, 6, and 7. The other four, I thought, performed better than they did. That's just my opinion. People have
Who was the best? Was everyone like the... I heard lots of people say Crystal was the best.
I do, too. She ranked number one for me. And I don't... The one really strange thing, though, when I finally watched the full thing back, is she broke down right at the end and started crying
yes,
and didn't finish the song. You know when they say, okay, here again are the numbers for you, and they played little short clips? At some point, when they showed her clip, they showed her finishing the song without crying, and I don't know when they recorded that, whether it was during a dress rehearsal or a commercial break that they said, Crystal, end your song. It blew me away. She couldn't finish.
Yeah,
she was
I wanted to address the point of the show is, you know, again, we're not going to stay too long on this, but Tim, I thought Tim was, you know, probably going to be gone just by, you know, but the people... I think it's going to be a battle between Lee and Crystal, myself, just my opinion. And I do think Crystal's going to pull it off and stay longer than I thought. I think she was going to stay. And I don't know if that's good or bad still, but yeah, I mean, I hope she the best for her. I mean, I want to watch her performance this week, but
so that I spend time and I put those clips of just the song.
Yeah, I know, and I'm gonna watch them. And
on
I'll
YouTube.
Be honest with you,
I did it something. And what I've done before is I'll put like four of them in one video. And this week I decided I'd have one video for each of them. So there's 7 YouTube videos from this past week, and I changed the title and I can see all the hits I'm getting. Lee is getting a whole bunch of hits on, you know, people watching that one. So people are around. But the one that is surprising me is there are a huge amount of people that are watching the Aaron clip. He's got so
hey,
many.
Aaron?
Yes, he's got so many of the teenage girls, I think, or something going for him. They're just in love with him.
He might be the person that VoteTheWorst.com is doing, too.
Yeah, like the Sanjaya effect or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, so overall, it's going to be interesting. I'm really, you know, some people are over with American Idol. Some people have said, you know, they, like, I know Ronnie said, you know, he's over with it. But I don't know. I think we could see the.
Well,
I think we would see a good ending.
I think it depends on how many people you appreciate. If you've got one person that you love above everybody else, and that person leaves, then you feel, well, I don't have anything more to cheer for or support and that type of thing. Somebody even said after Survivor tonight they were going to stop watching it, you know?
See, yeah, I mean, I think that's what it was. Hey, let me do this real quick in my head before I forget. Don't forget Sunday show at 11 p.m. We will talk Amazing Race. We'll talk Celebrity Apprentice. And I will try my best to get somebody on for that one. But, you know, come and talk. We'll talk Sunday night reality shows. Sunday night at 11 p.m. Monday, me and Michelle will be back. It'll probably be the last show. And then the next week, we might have to postpone it. I don't know. It's too to be determined. But next week, we'll do a, you know. Yeah, and then Tuesday, a return of a past person, and no, don't even go try to guess who it is, or don't go there. You're going to have to, you know, don't ask me questions.
You're gonna spill something.
Maybe Sunday night I'll spill something, but it's a return. I will tell you this much: it's a she, and she will be back.
Okay.
Tuesday night, and if you didn't listen to last Tuesday show, even though it was only an hour long, Helen from The Biggest Loser and her daughter Shannon was on, and I tell you, it was a great show. They both have some really positive stuff to talk about. How you know about The Biggest Loser? If you're a Biggest Loser fan, you need to check that one out. And if you missed Monday's show, we had Cowboy, Cal, Ronnie, and then me and Michelle was there, you know, so it was a great show to prelib. The Rainbow Oregon thing. Next Thursday, again, to be determined, I will talk more about if I go to Oregon, we'll do a show from there. If I don't go to Oregon, I don't know if I will do a show because I know Alan and Deb will be up there. Maybe me and Paul will do it, or I might even try to get a Survivor co-host with me or something like that. We'll kind of like play it by ears, but so definitely. Definitely the Thursday, I'll again, keep your eyes open. Wednesday, don't forget, or Wednesday and Saturdays, 7 p.m., don't forget to go to Real Player and watch the BB Hour. And if you can't watch it on Real Player, you can come here to Blog Talk Radio. Nikki does a fantabulous job. And once in a while, she has this, like, cool person call in.
Me.
I actually was talking about myself. And you know what? Now I love her even more because I won 2 tickets to the Vegas Bash.
BFF, whatever.
So it's awesome. When I won him, I was like, oh, cool.
When I heard that area code, I said, no, come on.
I was still worried it was Hula.
That's right.
Because Hula has the same area code. And I was like, okay, Hula, you won, probably. And then when I heard the other number, I was like, woohoo, it's me.
Yeah.
And so I had to give a little shout-out again for Nikki. There is a Blog Talk Radio chat room because Big John was in that the other night. Hey, Big John, yeah, I was trying to come and chat with you, but it just wouldn't let me come in.
Yeah, I was having, what, you couldn't log in or it just wouldn't open up? I was having similar
issues. It just wouldn't open up. It would not open up. I kept on trying to get in to go talk to, with Big John, but because somebody banned him over in Meebo. And I don't like Meebo's chat rooms anyways. But, yeah, so I was trying to come and chat with you. Oh, God.
Well, you just ran through, like, a week and a half, 2 weeks of stuff coming up. My mind was swimming. It sounds like some great, great shows are on the way.
Yeah, I mean, and next weekend we should have some fun with Rainbow stuff. Even if you don't go, you'll be able to find something online.
Yeah, you were saying that you were going to post some links as you found them for chat rooms and streams and shows and stuff. So hopefully,
I'll make sure. Just keep me followed on Facebook, and if you ain't a fan on my fan page, go do a, or now it's if you're not if you don't like my fan page. Go to my fan page. Some of you guys are on my Facebook, but my fan page, I probably maybe post that. Sometimes I do. With me, you never know. I try to post a lot of my stuff on the fan page only, but, you know, lately I've been, just because there's so many people that are on my Facebook that come to the show, I just posted.
Right okay, there so the, it, it's Facebook. What you're, you got the Ron Rad personal page, and then reality, what's
the Red Reality Show fan page. Ain't you on it yet, Paul?
Yeah, I'm hunting for it right now to put the link up, and there it is, the Red Reality Show.
Yeah, actually, I think it's a link that is on the Blog Talk page. So,
I got the link anyway. Here we go.
Also check if you want to check if you gonna be on check my webpage, the redrealityshow.us, and that would be perfect for you guys to check my autographs, adding more autographs all the time, and everything.
Well,
but, Paul, hey.
Hold on a second. I'll get that link up there too. The your webpage. In the chat room here. There you go.
Okay, yeah, so Paul's getting the links and everything.
Autographs.
Anyways, the autographs and everything. Paul, you know,
No. Not necessary.
Here, we got a caller. I'm going to bring him up, even though I told him to wait till... okay. Caller. You were supposed to wait till Tuesday to return.
Everybody has to guess who it is.
Just talk Everybody now. your little nice login pet name was the most...
Oh, I have to see him. I gave it away.
Yes, Corey will be back Tuesday night.
Hey.
I was gonna wait, but somebody had to spoil it. And Corey, I know you're in the chat room. Hey, Big John, in the chat room. You know, your name. I think Corey likes that name, though. I know you're not the same Big John, but
like
you like that name, don't you?
I messaged him. I was like, "Who is this?" He's like, "It's me." And I was like, "Uh-uh." It was funny.
No, Corey. If you, Corey, some people don't know who maybe you are.
I don't even know who I am, so I'm with right there with them, so straight. Rock of Love. Who's on Rock of Love? Who's on Rock of Love?
Yeah, wait. Were you on Rock of Love?
No.
See, I think you should have called in. You should have came. I, first of all, you blew our whole return game this for me, but it's all good.
I'm not returning. I'm in the middle of filming, and I'm just bored, and, like, I don't have anything to do. I'm staring at a wall, so I couldn't help it. I have ADD, dude.
No, you know what? If you couldn't tell when you were, like, instant messaging me, my ADD was killing me at the time, so.
No, I know it was. I know it.
I was like,
I can tell
you just shut up, okay. And I didn't want to blow you off and everything. And guys, that's why I got silent for a second there. Paul, for a second there towards the end, when we were talking about autographs and everything, Corey kept on instant messaging me, and I'm like, can you shut up? I'm like, I just took this. Plus, I had just.
Just said it on air.
I just have taken a pill, you know, today, and I'm kind of like.
Get,
you know,
and then you get enough. Then you get
point.
A pill in your instant message, huh?
Yeah.
And then then I get Corey. You know, trying, and I'm having a hard time seeing in the first place. Just okay. I'm really having a hard time adjusting with my eyes. Anyways.
Great job.
Yeah, because other stuff is going on too. So it was like. God, so
it was hitting you
so
from every angle.
And then I was going to try to hang up the phone on us like 20 minutes ago, and I'm like, but I was plugging everything. And anyways, yeah, Corey will be back Tuesday night with me. She don't get preoccupied with filming stuff or doing music or or having a personal life.
That's funny. I don't have one of those.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I don't know what a personal life is.
You have a personal life. You might not have the greatest personal life like me. You know, I have no life.
Boom.
Yeah, my personal life consists of sitting on the phone and waiting until Ron calls so we can talk about bullshit. There you go. That's
yeah. That's right. Hey, but anyway, she'll be back Tuesday. And you know what? Do we want to maybe, you know, I was going to hold off because I wanted, but maybe we should, you know, Corey's been a busy little girl lately. She did Rock of Love, too, like a moon years ago. And now you have an interview post, or you have an interview coming up in a few weeks, right?
Yes, I have an interview, I think it's about 2 weeks, the 15th of May, and it's on Ustream, actually, and they don't do an actual, visual, you know, Ustream is like a broadcast to see, you know, whatever. They're doing an audio, and that's kind of weird, but I'm going to actually broadcast so y'all can see me while I'm talking.
Do we have to see you?
I'm making fun of stuff. What?
Do we have to watch you?
You don't have to, but I'm pretty funny.
No, I'm just joking.
Anybody
that hasn't seen a picture of Corey, the first time Corey was on the show, me and Kawi was up on the air, and she was like, just Google me. And so I Googled Corey, and if you guys, you know, Googled Corey Leanne, and I was like, okay, I Googled her, and wow.
You had a clip of Howie on a while back, and do you remember when he did the same thing?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Howie's on the phone with you, and there's a pause, and all of a sudden,
damn! It was like, damn, you're fine. Yeah. Oh, baby.
That always happens. That happens when I just did radio show with, I was actually wanting to talk to, they own twinstalent.com, two twins, Debbie and Lisa, I think, and I wanted to talk to them, so I called into the radio station, and they did the same thing and Googled me, and there's like a pause, and they go, damn.
Yeah, let's go ahead and plug that show, because that show is like my third favorite show on the internet, or maybe the fourth favorite show.
Make sure that you
It's called Robert Galinsky's.
Oh, I know it too, and I'm drawing a blank.
Well, you know what? I emailed him, and he didn't email me back, so I have to have words with him.
It's,
I'm going live.
oh, Ron Galinsky, something Reality Wanted?
Well, Reality Wanted is the company. Does he own it? I don't think he does. He's a producer or something.
Yeah. I even called in. I was the only one that got through when they had Kevin on from Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I'm drawing a blank right now. But I'm sure when Ron
gets... Was that the impression, I guess?
No, it's just the name of the show.
The two people that I used to talk to them all the time, they're so wonderful, and they were actually on reality shows before they did this company, which is awesome because they understand every aspect.
They know because they've experienced it.
And so it's very nice to work with these people. Like, it's not like working with, you know, what's her name? It's like crazy lady's name, Dickinson. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, Janet.
Yeah, that crazy, you know, it's not like that at all. And it's nice. It's very, very nice.
They were regular people that got on reality and knows how it affects regular people, not a celebrity that gets on a reality show.
Yeah, and they, you know, they capitalized on the fact that they could help people, which was nice. Like, I mean, because people don't really know how to get into that industry. It's very hard, and they already knew the formula. So they helped people, and I just think it's great. Like, I love them. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, well, I remember when I called in, one of his in-studio radio hosts was this woman, and I think she may have been associated with your show or had some connection with your show.
Aisha?
She's a brunette.
Like on the show?
I can't remember now. I was hoping that would ring a bell with you, but what? Who are some of the people that are with that company that you were speaking of that have been in reality?
I'm trying to think. Hold on. I know the two guys. I don't know as far as any girls. I'm not really familiar with any females working with them.
You may have been a casting director or something like that, but when you say...
It probably was. It's exactly probably what it was.
When you say that company you appreciate because it's people that have been through it before, what were their names? What shows had they been on before they got into the company?
I don't know, it's like Big Brother or something, I don't know, something big. I can't remember.
Okay.
It was so long ago when I went on this. I'm on the site right now, but it was so long ago when I signed up for this site, so... But I, like, researched everything. I was like, this is awesome. I love that. Come on. I'll figure it out. It'll come to me. God, y'all are supposed to remember. Look, I'm ADD. I can't remember anything. I'm dyslexic. You expect me to remember all this stuff?
Somebody in the chat room is wondering if you're going to go out to the Vegas bash in September.
There's a Vegas bash and nobody told me? How rude.
Well,
it
really kind of started off being a rap party for Big Brother when Big Brother ended because they didn't have an official CBS rap party this year, so they had this big celebration out in Vegas. But they
I've told her she just forgets.
Okay.
Yes, I told you.
I was wondering if you might drag Corey with you.
Look,
my internet fucked up.
We kept
my
going.
My internet fucked up. Yeah, I know. You guys did great. I was actually on the cell phone trying to get through back with that.
When you only got
this.
Like 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. But we'll be talking about Vegas in September and everything. Reality Wanted, the night that Corey called in, Big Brother person was in there. It was one of the casting people. I can't remember his name. And then I didn't hear what Paul was talking about. But
I was just basically that woman. I called to talk to her because she's one of like my idols. Like I've worked for a company for a really long time. Never met her because I'm a twin. And she tried to play me like I didn't know what I was talking about. I had to show that girl up. I was like, no, don't even talk to me like that.
But anyways, let me do this. I want to segue to something real quick. Tuesday night, you can hear more about Corey's life and what's going on with her life, and you can hear what you know. What's going on in Atlanta and a reality show in Atlanta?
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'll tell you everything, and I'm not supposed to say anything. So y'all will know before.
Am I not supposed to talk about that yet?
No. They have to come Tuesday to hear everything.
There you go.
I'm not supposed to say anything, so they're all here first before anybody.
Yeah, but anyways, I just lost our stream, and I hate when we lose stream and we have to do this podcasting, you know. But that makes you guys just have to listen to it. I can't believe I went an hour and a half, and I was only going to do an hour show tonight. Corey, thank you for calling in.
Paul, thank you for jumping in
when I was about ready to lose my lunch.
Why don't you just text me? I would call then too. Or
no, he was already online. I had no time to text you. And Deb was on the phone and everything. We were just and everything. I was just losing my lunch.
Good shot?
I don't know. I was coughing.
Good shot. I'd be laughing. So yeah, it was great.
Actually, Survivor was great tonight and everything, and I'm glad. But I'm going to go into the chat. Let's go to the chat room. I'm going to chat for. So, Paul, if you can do me a favor, I'm not going to go nowhere. I'll go in there and chat for a second.
Can they hear the stream?
No, the stream is over, so I'm trying to tell them that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll go in there and,
What?
I can't get to bed, but anyways.
Mark, what are you doing? Are you putting stuff in the toilet and I'm going to have to clean it up? Jesus. I'm watching my nephew, sorry.
You're still on. People can still hear that, remember?
I don't care.
Okay.
Get back in your cell, Marcus! Is that better?
Okay, guys. Good night.
Marcus, can you give me
see you in the chat room.
Fran, take care. We'll see you in the chat room.
Holla, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.